27 hours. Live and local. It's Fifi Fev and Nick's World Record Show.
Powered by Underworks.
The Fox.
Now, my beautiful daughter, Lenny, she's on the listener app at the moment, studying in the library for her exam, and she's listening to us. So I thought I'd just say hello.
Hi, Lenny. Lenny.
She said, how did that guy not get Harry Styles? Oh, my God, silly man.
Does that mean at the library at school?
Yeah, she's at school, yeah. She's studying.
That's good, isn't it? Oh, she'll have her AirPods in. Because I'm like, I couldn't listen to anything in the library.
No, she's got her pods in. Or those things on that I had to buy.
That you weren't going to buy.
Yeah, but...
But you did.
And you bought them?
Already bought them. Remember he was going to surprise her on the plane with them?
No, she used the money to buy them herself.
Oh.
Yeah.
But she's still going to get spendy money on holiday.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk about this. In fact, Fev, I feel like you'll be across this story. Scientists say that aliens, and wait for it, I don't alarm anyone, have already landed on Earth.
Yeah, they reckon
they haven't noticed.
They reckon they're just hanging out with us.
See, who are these scientists, though? At a Manhattan conference last weekend, now this conference was entitled The Pentagon Extraterrestrial Intelligence.
God, that would have been interesting.
They said the possibility is that aliens have already visited Earth. Mm. They think that's 100% that's happened.
Yeah, wow.
Well, and that we've probably seen it before.
What they've got is, Boxy, up in the sky at the moment, there was a message sent down.
Sorry, what?
There was a message sent from space. And there
like
was
a Skyrider, like a little plane.
No, like
marry
a,
me.
No, like a different language. And they sent it down to Earth to see if we can decrypt the code, to see if we can speak alien. That's not true.
You've been watching Men in Black. No. Seriously, that's not happened.
I'm not even joking.
When did it happen?
News 2 days ago.
James Blake,
you 2 days ago.
Come on, mate.
It has been confirmed overnight that NASA can confirm the first UFO sighting. NASA's never done that before.
Mm, they reckon there's 800.
They've confirmed a UFO sighting. Yeah. Hang on, Fev was trying to tell me there's been 800 UFO sightings.
That may be cumulatively. That's what NASA is confirming.
Yeah. And actually, hang on.
Thank you.
No.
Can you just apologise?
I'm not going to apologise to you because, wait for it, you're talking aliens. UFO is unidentified flying object.
No, but there was a descriptive
text.
There
are lots of things that no one knows how to identify. It doesn't mean they're aliens.
But if he gets on the Google now with his quick little nerdy brain, there was a message sent down from space to Earth to try to decrypt the code, and they reckon it was aliens.
Josiah's nodding furiously.
I've seen this as well.
Yeah, it was on the news yesterday.
He's waving.
Nick,
it's on.
You weren't here yesterday, and I had to deal with mermaid chat.
When you're outnumbered, it's never great.
It's really tough. Well, I'm going to need you.
We did 13, 10, 60, remember? We had mermaids
ring up. Mermaids rang the show.
They're real. No, they did. They're real.
James Blake.
Radio waves were picked up, and get this, they were picked up in Australia.
They was in Australia. Told you. Decoded message. I'm not going to make things up.
But what
was it? Could be a kid doing it.
Morse
code from his bedroom somewhere.
In space?
How do you know that's from space?
Because they, what?
Also, don't you think at some point, and I don't mean to have a crack here because I haven't slept, and I think people who study astronomy and follow that as a of the living are brilliant people, but at some point they've got to justify their existence, don't they?
No, that's so astrologist.
but at some point I feel like they've
got
to go.
See, the man that comes with you is just picking you up on every illness.
They're government, NASA, they're all government funded agencies. At some point they're getting paid millions and billions of dollars. They've got to at some point sit in a conference room and go, guys, if we don't come back with we've seen something, taxpayers are going to go, what is all this astronomy stuff? What's the point? So then maybe they just go, yeah, we got a signal.
No, they did.
Now, don't you think you're starting to go on to that side, Fee?
Did I do a conspiracy theory?
Yeah, definitely. It is the Fox.
I'm sorry I left you by yourself yesterday. It only
live
took one day.
For 27 hours, Eddie Maguire, joining us next.
Fifi Fev and Nick's World Record Show. The Fox.
We have brought in a great friend
of
ours.
We have a bell for you.
No chance of that.
I know. Eddie Maguire. Welcome.
Hello, guys.
To
I was going to say you could go and have a nap. Leave it to me. I'll just keep talking for a while.
We actually thought that. We went, Eddie can just, we just sit and listen
He's
to him
He's up to
for
53 hours.
And we have something for you. If you get close to the minute, Das, we've got something for you. This is what we'll do. We've got... That's just
so if we hear that one of us has
can
to say
have
a
footy siren or something? Or, that'll do.
Yeah.
Hey, Fee, by the way, you're looking magnificent in black and white.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
Oh, I love love you that. Are, I did that. I wish I could say I did that for you.
That's it. But I'll take
but
it as
yes,
such.
Yes, you can. Absolutely.
They're doing everything right. I hate Collingwood. And you hate Carlton. That's why.
No, I don't hate Carlton. I'm enjoying Carlton so much.
Yeah, because we're losing at the moment. And then you love that.
It's a double whammy.
But in the footy world, Boxy, Nick, you're born, once you're a Carlton person, to hate Collingwood. And Collingwood is to hate Carlton. Mm. And I hate Collingwood so much. They're just every time you play
him. He rang me daily to come there. That's why.
I was coming to Collingwood, but they wouldn't trade me there. Yeah. Carlton Stick said no.
No, that was
it. It was all on. 2010, I could have been a Collingwood Premiership
player. Had him ready to go.
Had him all ready to go.
You keep that story to yourself when you're talking about your baggers a lot.
All signed up. No, but Collingwood are doing everything right, Boxy. Their players are playing exciting footy. They're the best team to watch, which hurts to say. Yep. Their supporters, the way they go, Colling. I'm in my room. I was in the lounge room the other day, and all my kids are Carlton. They're like, I'm in there going, Colling. Well, they're going, Dad, what are you doing? Then they get Mother's Day. They get all their mums into the huddle to sing with the players. And I'm like, this is just beautiful. Oh, Collingwood's so good. What am I doing?
See, at Carlton, they've had the mothers singing all the time, haven't they, for years? They're all mothers down there. But hey, you know why I hate Carlton so much? Have I ever told you this story? As a little boy, I'm 12 years of age. I've gone to say 1978, I might have been 13. 1978, first semi-final. Jezra just come into Carlton as the captain coach. Big game, Collingwood.
Darcy's just having a lend of it.
That's it. You can keep going.
Right, big game, the Pies, massive fight on a half-forward flank. Phil Carman gets reported. They're all in there. Bruce Dool's throwing punches. It's unbelievable. And the Pies win. And we put them out. Bang. See you later. So I get into Richmond Station. I'm standing there. Remember the old silver trains?
Yeah.
I'm standing there. I'm just a little boy about to catch a train into the Flinders Street and in out the Broadmeadows. And I've got my beanie on. I've got my mum's need to be the great scarf. I've got my Collingwood jumper on with number 9 on the back for Phil Carman.
Phil Carman.
And Jen, as the door was shutting, this Carlton bloke reached in to my 13-year-old head and grabbed my beanie off it and threw it under the train as the door shut and we pulled away. And as a tear glistened in my eye, all I could see was half a dozen black and white hooped arms belting the hell out of him on the way through. And I thought, they are my people.
Yes!
That is what it's all about.
What about a massive beanie too?
That was a good beanie too, mate. It's like 13 at the time. I was filthy that it went to. I'd only shoplifted it the week before.
Well, anyway, we want to know, we're 6 hours, 20 minutes into our 27-hour challenge.
Yeah.
Used to do days, breakfast radio.
Yeah.
Off to Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Off to the footy.
Yeah.
Or off to Hot Seat, off to the footy.
Or onto the footy show, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. How did you operate on days like that?
Well, it was actually even back in the early days when I went to Channel 9, I used to do breakfast radio and do Nightline, which was the late news.
God.
So on some nights I'd do the breakfast radio. It was pre-Hot Seat, I think, but we'd be working all day, do the footy show, and then do Nightline afterwards. So I used to wake them up and send them to bed. So that was every night for 5 nights a week.
What are your tips? A big coffee man?
You just keep going. You've got to be careful doing all that sort of stuff, the coffee, and otherwise it throws you out. Just put your head down and go. You'll be right. It's like Fev in the old days at the Metro.
We just kept going.
So that's where I did my best work. I used to come on a Sunday night. It was at Chasers, of course, and you go straight through to breakfast radio, and then on you'd go.
Oh, wow.
I used to go straight from. There used to be the old three. Used to do like the G Bung. Then you do the what's Darcy's pub on the corner there in Richmond.
Yeah.
What was that called? Then you go there. Then you go to Starbucks.
Precinct.
Yeah, Precinct, then you go to Starbucks.
It was the Depot before that.
The Depot, that's the one.
And then before that it was the Greyhound Hotel, which
depot,
was owned by Craig
McCullough. And then if you're real keen, you do the Quaddy, and then you go to Heat, and you jump on a tram and go straight up Royal Parade, jump in the steam room, and then footy train.
Yeah.
So it sounds like to get through this, we've just got to drink a lot.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it. Hey, you, obviously one of our great mates passed away not long ago, Shane Warne, the great Shane Warne. And you did a fantastic job. I don't think we spoke to you since then, but you did a great job. Obviously, I saw last night watching the State of Origin.
Yeah.
The Shane Warne doco is coming out. What were your thoughts?
It's a series, not a doco.
You've stepped in here, haven't you?
It's not so much that. It's what was happening is that the Warne family heard about it secondhand and thought, hang on a second, Nine have been such a great part of this. Are they going to do some salacious thing? And I think after what happened with the memorial service and the outreaching of support, people might have thought, hang on a second, maybe we've pulled the wrong rein here and it's gone a bit early. So all I was able to do was pull the parties together and get the scripts and make sure that everyone was okay, and then everyone was okay.
So you stepped in. A little,
So you pull your head in. We're not writing that. Yep. The main thing was the family were happy and everyone's happy.
Everyone's happy now, which is good.
So it'll be good fun.
Yeah, because they got there was a lot of backlash about how much the funeral cost, and I know Eddie hates this, but Eddie paid out of his own pocket. Some of that stuff, didn't you?
Yeah, well, it was.
You don't like saying it, but that's shit, mate. That's massive to do that.
Look, we did it because it was our mate.
I know.
And
I know
the reason why we wanted to do it was to make sure it was done what we thought would be the right way.
Yeah.
And it came out that way. But these things, look, it's like anything. But a lot of people know the cost of something and the value of nothing. And the value on so many ways. And I don't even want to go into the economic value, but to actually show that this bloke meant something to us to unveil the MCG, huge. We could have done it anywhere else, but we're unveiling the stand. There it is. And don't forget, people also don't take into effect that we had the Prime Minister of Australia there sitting in the middle of a field.
Yeah.
So security was there. You're not making no money out of tickets because it was all free, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So it's not that big a deal. People may not also look at the knock-on effect. 6 months later, we had 97,000 for India versus Pakistan.
Yeah, massive.
The impact of India watching that, because I actually went over to India a few months later and, you know, people were literally coming up to me. They don't know me in India, but they knew me from the Warnie thing and saying how the MCG, they want to come to see Warnie. And it's now become a sacred site for cricket people. So
100%.
Not that we're looking for the economic impact, but if you want to start drilling into that, then you know I can furnish the figures to show that it was cheaper.
Yeah. Oh
price.
Yeah, yeah. Mate, I agree. I did say to the Prime Minister when we were walking up there, I said, "Welcome to the office, my office."
Exactly.
He didn't give me much old ScoMo.
No, he was thinking about the sharks.
So we got him ousted, didn't we?
It was the sharks. Sharks.
Did you even take a seat there, or just go stand in the?
I went in the goal square. I'm like, why is this in the middle? I've never been here before.
But Eddie Maguire.
This is so dangerous. I could just listen to you all day. Like I was just mesmerised by you.
Stick around,
and then I panicked. Did I talk?
He's a great man.
Oh, phew. This is hour seven, Eddie. And in all honesty, do you think we can do it?
No, I think you can do it. There's no doubt. Whether you'll do it well is another thing, of course. But no.
Our standards have to drop at some point.
No, you'll be right. You'll kick through. Look, there'll be lulls, but the idea is obviously that's when someone else has to come in. That's what it's all about, Fev, in those days. He might have been kicking all the goals, but he had the players up the other end getting the ball to him.
I had the supporters going. The other players were...
No, they were. You're right. Yeah, it was a bit of a one-man band in those days.
Do you find that? Do you know what I'm looking forward to? Because I used to do years ago, mid-dawns. I was a mid-dawn announcer, so I've done all of that. They're the best callers you get. Like, I'm actually looking forward to the middle of the night.
Because the medication's kicked in. Yeah, let's be honest.
100%.
Yes. Self-medicinal, a lot of them too.
I know. We'll get that'll be very loose.
Well,
let's radio.
We used to always say that Sam Newman Street Talk was an interesting segment. He didn't interview anyone twice, so there's plenty of people out there who have a different point of view and a different way of looking at life. So,
what's your tip afterwards? So we wrap at 8:30 tomorrow. Do a victory lap for half an hour.
You've got a week in then, haven't you?
Yeah, but do you just stay up all day and then have a big sleep?
Go again. Get on it.
Get on it.
Because you may as well.
This is the Broadmeadows coming out.
Well, you got to run yourself right down. I used to sometimes do this. It wasn't a bad thing, where you'd run it out. It's like your mobile phone. Sometimes you got to take it to empty, and then have
good
a good weekend.
Battery.
Get yourself right again. Yeah. You know, take it easy. Go for a good walk. Mm. Get out in the sunshine is the big thing. Yeah. Get that vitamin D. Everyone's vitamin D deficient at this time of the year. Oh, yeah. Get out for a walk around. Take the beanie off, Fev, and just go around. Get some sun on you, and then you'll be right. Watch the footy.
Yeah,
and away you go.
I'll be fine. I'm going to Sydney. I'm going with Dipper.
Oh, yeah.
We're going out to the Parramatta Goannas. Parramatta Goannas, and then we're going to the Maryland RSL.
What are you and Dipper doing at an NRL club?
Just when I thought State of Origin. I thought State of Origin would have been the saddest thing happening to New South Wales this week, and here come Fev and Dipper.
The Parramatta Goannas.
Here's my phone. It's the AFL saying, no, please don't. We're just starting to get a foothold up there. That's a two-person end-of-season trip coming up there.
Oh, we cannot wait to see Eddie Maguire, Millionaire Hot Seat Returns.
Can I tell you a quick Dipper story?
Oh, yeah, please.
I'm doing a live cross at Hawthorn, right? And I'm doing the live cross, and behind me you can't see anything. I'm on Channel 10 News, and behind the camera is the entire Hawthorn Football Club. And while I'm trying to do the interview with Dermot, of all people, Rat Platten comes up behind me, and he actually goosed me. Boom! Up the jacks, right? While I'm live on air. And I'm talking to Dermot,
prostate.
Who then, as I turn back, gives me the squirrel. And as I turn back to the camera, there's Dipper in the nude jumping up and down.
Oh, the good old days.
The Big Dipper. That was
the good old
and
days.
They're throwing tape at you, and if you survive that, then they said, right, you're in, and away you go.
Imagine doing that now.
No, oh, you can't say you anything. Could.
No,
these days.
You can't.
Royal Commission.
We better wind this up real quick.
Yeah. We cannot wait to watch Millionaire Hot Seat. It's on 5 p.m. We'll be here watching in the studio.
Fully Classified on Wednesday nights, of course.
As
not,
well.
Not last night because of the State of Origin, but next week we'll be back in town.
You've been under the pump a bit, Fully Classified.
What's that?
Caro?
No, that's the Monday one, not the Wednesday.
Oh, yeah, the Wednesday. The Monday one. Oh, God.
No, well, she made a blessing.
Stop making up things.
She apologised on that show. Maybe it was in advance of what was coming.
Yeah.
No.
Wow. It's interesting.
Well, if I was Cripper, I'd stay away from the rest of them too, wouldn't you?
On Channel 9.
It's not a bad idea.
Fev with a mouthful of Nando's. Let's get on with some music.
It was a bad one. She apologised, which was good.
It's Fifi, Fev and Nick's World Record Show. The Fox.
Yeah. 6 hours and 43 minutes into our 27-hour marathon to get into the Guinness Book of World Records for the longest radio show. And we're joined by a very good friend of ours who will be on the 6 o'clock news, 9
there.
News. Pete Hitchener.
Oh, hello.
Royal reunion.
Well, it really is.
Yes,
it
my
really
king
is.
Of Moomba.
We had a most wonderful time. It was fun, wasn't it?
That was the best. Do you know what? And the boys don't have this honour in my house, but you are on my wall.
Oh.
I've got a beautiful framed photo of you and I up on one of my walls.
Because you went on a float together once.
Yes.
Oh, did we ever? And we wore the same or similar hats. And we wore lovely outfits.
I'm surprised you're both talking about that. I was thinking about when you paired up playing doubles in the tennis.
Start of this year.
Enough already.
I was like, I
expected this.
It's embarrassing.
We went out there. We gave it our best shot. We didn't win a point. But hey, have we ever heard the end of it? No. He's still going on about
it. And I have to deal with it every
Mind
day,
you, he did
Pete.
Play rather well.
We're talking about tennis. It was our celebrity open at the start of the year. And it was Fev with Pete Hellyer against myself and Pete. And, yeah, you smashed us.
Oh, yeah.
Jungle beats were drumming, weren't they? Jungle men.
So we'll have to come up with something else, see if we can think of some other way of beating them at something. I don't know what.
That's funny. Well,
no, what? He does think that's
funny. Real funny, bro. Save that for Channel 9 News.
You can tell what he's like.
Oh, Pete, it's
don't
all
worry,
day.
I work with Tony Jones.
Oh, Chompers.
We don't call him that.
Yeah, we do. They're massive too.
Oh, he's a great
man.
He's a great man and very funny.
Yeah, he's a good fan. Funny man.
Now,
hilarious.
We are attempting this record, which will require no sleep for 27
hours. Well, we know someone who's actually done some hours in a row at nightclubs and things over the years. I'm not pointing at anyone here.
No.
But, hello.
Hello, mate. He would have reported a lot about me in the news.
But
I'll
never forget the first time meeting you at night. You actually, this is years ago, you wouldn't remember it, but he said, actually, you guys are all right. You know, because I think you probably thought that we were going
to
be
out to
nasty
get
and out to get you. But actually,
I walked in and
you realised you were with friends.
Yeah, it was amazing. When you walk in and see the news, because it's in like a corner and you walk in and Pete was sitting there
and I was like, hey,
and I'm like, this is cool. Like
take
I was
a
like,
walk I was on my
like, you know, when you go on a, like a TV show and you see the set for the first time, that was me.
Yes.
And Pete come up and he was great. Yes. And I was like, mate.
I said, get out.
Yeah.
What were you doing there?
Yeah. What were you doing there?
Just having a look around.
Just having a look around. I think I was signing with something, doing something.
Yeah.
What
are you doing?
Something to do with something.
And I hope I was there for
the Channel 9 news. They said, we've got breaking news and we've actually got the person that's...
The culprit
that's done it is going to be on the desk.
Well, I hope we got a selfie, by the way, because, you know, it's one of those moments.
Yeah.
Your TV day, but mind you, you've been on TV many times before that.
I didn't
and
ask.
Since.
Oh, God. That's actually,
hey, you've just made me realise that I think that's a good deterrent for crime. If you commit a crime, you have to go and read your own story on the news.
Oh, wow.
Like an embarrassing.
Boy. Wouldn't that be the
You know, just
worst.
A little sting. Come on in.
Yeah,
what have you done?
That's right.
It was a mad Monday. I was in Fed Square and
Pete, have you ever pulled an all-nighter?
Not like this.
No.
I don't know how you're going to do it. I must say, I've been thinking about it all day and thinking, what are they doing?
Do you know what? I'm actually glad it's underway because I think the anticipation and the build-up has been worse. I've had terrible night's sleep.
Mm.
I've been so anxious about it. But now it's underway. It's almost a relief because this is it now. Yeah. We're on.
We've still got 20 hours to go.
No getting out of it now.
No. Would you like some Nando's, Pete?
Oh, no, I won't.
Pete just did a big order.
You need to be refueled, and your army of producers outside. Yeah. They need food.
Yeah.
Those poor things, they're going to be out there for 28 hours.
I know. Look at them. They are. They're wonderful, though.
They look pretty good. They look cheerleaders.
Can I just say a big thanks to DoorDash for feeding the team as well. You can get DoorDash to get your Coles groceries delivered. Now, how's that for last-minute ingredients on everyday essentials? DoorDash.com or download the DoorDash app.
Mm.
Yes. Not bad. I like the way you got that in there. Thank you, Josiah.
Well done.
Some DoorDash comes on a bike, but Fev's Nando water, it was a truck. It was a semi-trailer.
Hey, people on our YouTube will be watching, and they're all writing on our thing, oh, geez, I want that. I've eaten Nando. 16 ribs and 2 large chips. Mm. I'm about to burst.
For people streaming us live on the cam.
Do you want to actually read some of the comments during this chat? Angus wants to know, race 1, Wyong number 1. Get on it, Fev.
All right, we will.
That's a comment. Someone else has asked if you're vaping today, Fev. Someone else is saying, good to watch 6 hours of Fev eating as well. There you go. That's lovely. And they're loving Pete. Someone's just said as well, Pete is the favourite guest we've had on today as well.
Thank you. We love you, Pete Hitchener.
Small doses, I'm all right.
No, you're wonderful.
I wish you'd go home.
No, I'll tell you what, I did do a footy day. There was racing involved. We're at a near old area. Near the Stylus Way. What's that way?
Oh, Ferntree Gully?
Well, Ferntree Gully Way. And you and I were at a function together with Matty Richardson.
Yes,
there was you. There was me.
Right. Oh, yes. We had
there were some
time.
Big dogs, and we were upstairs doing a luncheon. And then we had to go downstairs to see all the young peeps that were down there. And I'm talking 18 to 21-year-olds.
That's right.
And they were all loose everywhere. Me, Richo, all walked down, and there was Kane Pettifer, and not really anyone gave a crap. Mate, the hitch come down and everyone screamed, all the girls come up. He was getting selfies, weren't they?
Yes, that was
mate,
lovely.
I was like, what's happening here? Richo and I were like, can they see us? It was that flattening. The hitch stole the show because they love you.
I was very lucky that day. Yeah. They were very nice. And if they hadn't asked for a selfie, I'd have chased them up and down the stairs until they said, all right, I'll have one.
Go, Peter Hitch. You know, we cannot wait to watch you 6 p.m. tonight on Nine News. Always good to see your face.
And good luck with
this.
Thank you. World record attempt. You're going to break it. That's what I can
When you get
say.
Off Nine News, we'll still be going, so you can tune in to us.
I will. Yeah, of course. Shout out.
Thanks, Pete Hitchener. I appreciate it, mate. Let's continue the Fox now. Mr. Probs teaming up with Robin Schulz. This is an awesome song. Waves, Fifi Fevernick live for 27 hours to break the Guinness World Record.
The timer is on. And every minute counts. It's Fifi Fevernick's World Record Show. The Fox.
We have been in this studio broadcasting live. Now, Nick, you and I have had one toilet break.
Yep.
Ran to the toilet.
He's had two.
You've had two. Yeah, I've only had one.
2 weeks.
Oh, kindergarten. Kindergarten bladder over here has had two. I haven't even gone to the toilet yet.
But I've had 4 litres of water today.
Because we are broadcasting for so long and it's starting to, delusion kicks in every now and then, but then I saw this man and it just made me zing. I felt that, you know, Marie Kondo. What is she? Kondo. She does that. Things that bring joy to you. Zing, zing. I got a zing.
Mate, you need to be quiet, bro.
How long
have
you been here for?
Malvo is in the studio.
By the way, we are still under the time that just normal people work.
Oh, yeah, true.
We're not even at 8 hours.
It's like, it's an 8-hour job.
If we work 9 to 5, it's 4:30 and she's going.
I will say, I know the listeners are thinking this, so I have to say this straight up on behalf of everyone listening. I have hugged all three of you so far.
Yeah. We'll hug after.
And you all smell great.
Oh, yeah.
So I was a bit worried coming up the lift.
Yeah. I sprayed. My aftershave's on Fee.
Yeah, okay.
I it. Yeah.
All right.
Mm. Cody smells of my fruit thing that he's been having.
Dior Sauvage. It's all right. He got off. You can still use the product.
And before I join you, there was a lot of people saying a lot of rules. There was a lot of rules being yelled at. I didn't listen to any of them. No. So I'm now nervous that I'm going to do something that will sink this entire ship. I think someone told me I can't speak longer than a minute.
Yeah. There you go.
Sorry, but if you've ever met a gay man, that is a hate crime to tell me that I cannot speak for longer than a minute, like all up or in one go?
As soon as I speak now, you can go for a minute again.
Oh, it's refreshing.
Yeah, we
just interrupt. No, every now and then we just go, wow, Nate. Yeah. And you keep talking.
Whoa. So it's like a usual interview on the show.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay, good. So I can continue past the minute as long as Fev throws in a
Yay.
Okay, good stuff.
Wow.
It's got to be a coherent word, I should say. It can't be a grunt or a ha ha ha. It has to be an actual word.
Okay.
Oh, an actual word.
Laughing doesn't qualify.
No way.
Yeah, that's
then
good.
Keep you interested.
Oh, this is good. This is good stuff.
Anyway, and thanks for coming in, bro.
All right, good. Oh, I've hit my minute.
Do you know
my minute?
I was giving you a compliment before when you came in, but I honestly could give you the compliment every day because you're one of my favorite pop-ups when I scroll through Instagram. When I see photos of you, your photo shoot for your comedy show, it's just the best.
Oh, thank you. I took it very seriously this year. The 90s, I sat on Google for 2 days looking up Hit Machine album covers, chose my favorite three or four, set them. I take it very seriously. I have to say very quickly, Fief, last time I was here was to plug my comedy festival show.
Yeah.
And it was just the lads.
Yeah, it was just the lads. I was going to say, we've already spoken about this.
Yeah,
like, I didn't want to interrupt, thinking Fee has already told us about this.
No. It was a lad show. Yeah. It did seem like it went for 27 hours, but these two. Good bit of jokes. Wow. Oh, yeah. And I was convinced, you know, me and my little conspiracy theories, it was like 3 days before the I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here season started. And I walk in and these two are like, oh, Fief's some, where did you
Disneyland.
Say?
Disneyland.
Disneyland. Yeah. I was like, well, that's made up. She's an adult. She's Disneyland.
She was there.
So I walked out of the studio and went, look, you can tell me, guys. Fief is clearly in the jungle. That's where she's gone. You've made up this Disneyland story, which is so weird.
I know.
And then I saw your good friend, Kerry Bickmore, that weekend. I was like, I've worked it out, Kerry. You can tell me. She's clearly in the jungle. She's like, she's at Disneyland, mate.
I know.
Do you know what? I was posting photos and people going, yeah, you've been there last year. These are your old photos. I'm like, no.
Oh, so it wasn't just me.
No, everybody thought I was going in the jungle.
We were hoping she was going in the jungle. Otherwise, she just had a week off work to go to Disneyland.
She could have worked. She actually could have worked. I don't understand. Like, could have worked.
No, two small children at Disneyland.
I did a whole week of shows from a Las Vegas Bucks party.
Yeah.
That sounds awful.
I know.
How'd you do that, Nick? Sounds like hell.
Turned up with a positive can-do attitude.
So driving in, I wanted to tell you this.
Oh, yes.
I thought, you will be in the Guinness World Record book soon, I'm assuming, if it all goes to plan.
Again over here.
I believe in you. You haven't gone to the toilet yet. I believe in this.
I've already been in
the
once.
He wants you to acknowledge the fact that he's already in the Guinness Book of World Records.
But I'm already in there. So this will be
He caught a ball.
From a helicopter, 222 metres, gridiron ball with a helmet and pads on, and I caught it, whatever.
Hold on.
I know you don't like sport ball, as you said, but it had to be a clean catch. It couldn't bobble. It was pretty impressive.
Bobbling.
Never been done in the world.
Congrats. I'm not taking that away from you. I'm not. Has someone else tried to do
the
that?
The record was 170, done by an NFL superstar. Okay.
Played for the Patriots.
Has someone tried since?
No, it's too high. They don't know. The Americans are like, wow.
Yeah. All right. So here are the three things driving in I thought that I could end up in the Guinness World Record books.
Oh, nice.
All
right. All right. Yeah.
Here are the three records I think I will hold. First one, most amount of time without running.
How old are you now?
I reckon I'm like 3 to 4 years in.
Does that involve running
for anything?
To the toilet? Nothing.
Never run. Wow, I have a strict never run policy in my life.
So if I chased you?
I'm not running. I'll just hug it out.
He chases.
Never run, especially not for public transport. My biggest fear, Fief, is running for a tram and then just missing it. That is where the fear is, because if you just miss...
Sad.
That whole tram of strangers look at your just missed it face.
That's
an event, right?
One on that. So just say you're moving to America eventually, which would be great with Codes, your partner, your husband, and you're walking down the street in. He's got a ring on.
No, I think you were moving to America.
We're allowed to get married now, Fee. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah, that happened a few years ago.
No, I just thought you could find you
voted yes.
There was a whole thing.
You might have been in Disneyland. I'm not sure.
It was in the news.
That was an alleyway gay wedding.
I saw all the photos. I had proper FOMO from your amazing wedding.
And just say over there in America, because there's a lot of violence over there with certain things. Boom, boom, boom. And it was like, would you run then?
This turned dark.
Would you run then?
It is 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
You'd run if there was like a Western going on. Boom, 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 boom.
I would need rather die a record holder. That's what I love about Velva.
The second record, and we spoke about this last time I was in here, Nick Cody, is I think I hold the stage to couch record for any performer in the world.
Fee, you...
Don't know how impressed I am by Nath Velvo. He puts up photos during the comedy festival.
You don't tell it, Nick.
No, sorry.
I want Nick's hot take.
But that was one night I just saw on Instagram. He was home like 21 minutes or so. How quick?
28 minutes is the record.
28 minutes
from stage to couch.
That is so impressive.
Thank you.
I feel like we're sort of like
the same person.
Yes, we are.
Women often say that to me, Fif.
Because I do that at our work functions. I go up on stage. Remember, we'll go off the stage. They'll go, here's Fif, Fif, and Nick. And then we'll walk off the stage. And then one of you will text me and go, where are you? And I'll go, I'm in bed. Yeah, like, I actually get home.
It's so good.
Hey, Cody,
skill.
What's number three?
Number three is... Most amount of lies told to my partner when he asks me what I did with my day.
What are you? Because he is so impressive.
Is he?
Oh, can you tell everyone what he does again?
He's a scientist, doctor man. Yeah. That's enough. That's all he gets. He's cures diseases and stuff in labs and coats.
Tell
and
all that jazz.
But you know what? Comedy's pretty hard too, Fif.
I just looked at Josiah. Josiah probably thinks your husband released COVID.
Did he? Or did he invent the jab? Which one was it?
Yes, it was him. He left the door open and it leaks.
What do you tell him when he comes home, though?
Well, you know, got out of bed, walked the dog, you know, had a shower.
Well, what's he meant to say? I Google image search hit machine CDs from the 90s. That's a sad day.
This sounds made up. Oh, so this radio show I go on, they're trying to get into the world record book for the longest amount of time. And I went in, I couldn't speak for longer than a minute. And he'd be like, all right, mate, stay off the bongs.
Does he have a prescription pad?
He's not a doctor. He's a scientist.
It's the wrong doctor. I'm with you. It's
a long time to go.
I do think about that often. It's like, why can't you just get out your little thing and scribble me a thingy thing and away we go. No, he's the wrong kind of doctor. Isn't that annoying?
Yeah, real annoying.
And he gets nervous when he flies because he's got the doctor thing next to his name and he's got a fear that mid-flight down to Tassie for the weekend, someone's going to have a heart attack and they're going to say, Dr. Cody, we need you. And he'll be like, I'm the wrong kind of doctor. Do you have a lab? Do you have a lab coat near you? Yeah. Like, he can't go and do the thing. So,
do you have any emergency beakers on board? And a little...
The old Bunsen burner.
The old Bunsen burner. Yeah.
And then I'll run out and do some gags because every job is important.
I feel like you say that a lot at home.
It is. My favourite thing to say to Cody about his job curing diseases is... Laughter is the best medicine.
And you can find out for yourself when you check out Nath Valvo.
I'm getting tired, mate.
Well, you could stay here all day.
Did you get
want.
Nath's name wrong?
No, I think I said check out wrong.
Yeah, you check out.
Did I said Nath? It's definitely
check
Nath.
Out. You check me out.
You're definitely Nath Valvo, aren't you?
Thank you. I think so.
Your side's falling apart.
Don't miss Hit Machine at the Comedy Republic July 6th. Now get your tickets. Get around him. He's a legend. Tickets on sale. comedyrepublic.com.au. Nice, Valvo. Thank you very much.
Good luck to you all.
Thank you.
Those things you were talking about. Wait. Bring some back.
Checking in with you tomorrow.
Fifi, Fev and Nick's World Record Show. The Fox.
We are 8 hours and 36 minutes in. Jeez. This will be 9 back-to-back breakfast shows we will be doing. And all that's getting me through at the moment is looking forward to catching up with friends. And we are joined now, Carrie and Tommy.
Woo! Hello. G'day, guys. And can I be the first to say congratulations? I've always said it's about quantity, not quality. So finally, someone's coming through with the goods.
That's why that 11 seconds with Tim Zoo was a masterclass.
Yes, wasn't it?
It was the quality.
I mean, but have you seen the other bloke? He ended up in hospital. And it might have been unrelated. But let's pretend.
Yeah, to call you a dog.
Thing.
I said there was a dog bite. I go, that's very hurtful.
I know, but he got 26 stitches. So.
How are you guys going?
Oh, we're going good. We're going good.
You good? Yeah.
Did it hurt?
He can't breathe, mate.
Getting my ribs broken. It hurt. Yeah.
Yes. It's going to hurt for a long time to come.
The biggest thing that hurt the most was it didn't look like it hurt.
No,
and that
it
hurt
didn't at
the
all.
Most.
No, I thought that when I saw it, I thought it looked like a fake fall, Tommy.
Didn't
and I know
it? We all thought the same thing, Fee.
Yeah.
Imagine being next to that person as they fake fall and trying to tell them to get back up. Well, and they're looking at me with these eyes of, I've got a broken rib.
I actually had to help Tommy out because he was meant to be with myself on the Newcastle Comedy Festival Gala up in Newcastle on Saturday night. He obviously couldn't make it because his rib was broken. I'm at the airport flying home Sunday morning and over the intercom, if Thomas Little's here, we're ready to board. And I had to go and say, hey, I assume this is the bloke you're talking about. He's not here. He got punched.
But imagine if it wasn't him and this poor guy that rocked up and then he couldn't get on his flight because he just made assumptions.
I just rolled the dice.
Hey, Carrie, now we know that you're best mates with Fee. You two are tight. You're always hanging out together. Now, she's hit a little bit of a lull.
Mate, she sent me a message at 12 o'clock saying she's going to crash soon.
Yeah, she's crashed.
All you've done is a few extra hours of your normal show. In fact, when I was listening earlier and you guys were having your vital signs checked at 10 a.m., that's an hour longer than your normal show.
Yeah. let's not go into how long people work on shows. Let's not go there.
No, I'm just saying that if you're needing your vitals checked at 10 a.m., what are you going to do tomorrow morning at 6 a.m.?
It's precaution. We have to do it H&S or some crap, whatever it's called.
H&S.
I love H&S.
I'm thinking about HSP.
Yeah. Hoodies and shorts.
No, but the thing is, here at 5 a.m. this morning. It is 10 past 2. And it's a small, it's a small studio.
Is it stinking?
There's three grown men in here.
I haven't farted.
No, I haven't even gone
there. Okay.
Is there a no fart in the studio?
Absolutely.
Sorry, Fee, I should admit to something. I have been sneaking there and opening the door a little bit and farting into it.
Don't, Tommy. I can't hack that. The boys know that.
So what happens if you're like, what happens if the record's on the line and if they duck out, it means your record is not going to stand. Do you let them fart in there?
100%.
No.
Yeah, you do.
No.
I'd let you fart if you let me fart.
Do you know
fart.
What's scary? We can't even, because you know how often you can just walk out of a studio?
Yeah.
I saw, Nath Valvo came in a bit earlier and I saw him outside and I just wanted to run out and everyone like screamed because my foot nearly went out of the studio. We can't even leave.
Yeah, the floor's lava out there. I don't know if you know, guys.
The floor is lava.
It's record lava.
So what about your toilet?
Well,
we haven't been yet. 8 hours and 40 minutes in.
Guinness, our adjudicator, has said absolutely for health and safety reasons we get to do that, but we can't take advantage of it. And now at 8 hours and 40 minutes, Nick, I've taken one. Nick's taken two.
What?
Yeah, I've only had one toilet break and I ran.
I know you love talking about poo chat on your show on, because I listen to your show every day when I drop the kids off and pick them up. I haven't been yet, and I just ate 16 Nando ribs, two large chips, and two pieces of sauce. And it is really brewing up, guys, and I am ready.
Bev, I did wonder what it was before, because when I got out of the lift, I heard this kind of gentle chattering, and I now realise it was all the porcelain of the Dunnies trembling in fear.
They know I'm coming.
I don't know. The storms are brewing.
I don't know the length of the lease here at Moray Street, but we're changing buildings. Sorry, everyone, we've got to go.
If Zoo was hit to my stomach right now, it'd be gone everywhere.
So when are you going to get fees on the fire? Engines. When's she going to have her vodka and raspberry?
I had a drink on air.
Well, do you know what? They made us. Technically. You should. Well, I don't know if you had to sign this, Tommy, before your fight, but we've had to sign death waivers. So we had to sign these agreements that we wouldn't consume.
Death waivers?
One, if we died, that it wasn't the company's responsibility. But also, we can't consume alcohol. So I do want to have a dance party later tonight.
But if you're going to die anyway, just drink.
Well done, Tommy.
Just drink and don't make it their fault.
Surely.
Yeah.
Responsible. Just do what Carrie says every day and goes, nah, I haven't had a drop.
Actually, be careful, though, because I did recently go away with you, and I reckon three sips of your vodka raspberry, you won't be able to continue doing the show.
There you go. She said you were like that. That's weird.
What?
You said Carrie couldn't drink.
I could drink her under the table. Oh,
she can, absolutely.
Oh, don't, yes, you, thank don't you. Be
I can't wait
chicken.
To walk into a room and see two women under the table.
Also, the saddest brag saying you can beat Fifi at drinking. Come on, Carrie.
Yeah, I mean, that's
it's striking. Like Tim Zoo walking around the gym saying he beat
you
up
on
Tommy Little.
You know? Yeah.
Take me on, Carrie.
One afternoon.
No, thank you.
Remember that afternoon in Fiji, Carrie surprised me with her. I was just sitting there and suddenly a pina colada turned up. And I went, hello, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I'll have a pina colada. But I couldn't get off the sun lounge for another few hours.
At 3:15, she was like, I can't care anymore.
Guys, as always say, drink responsibly.
Of course.
Of course you do.
We just pepper that in.
Yeah, we just have to say that. Yes.
Of course. Remember when I took you to the wine pairing dinner and you don't drink wine?
were you ordering fire trucks there?
The man who made the wine flew over from WA to talk everyone through each wine that he served with each course, and Phoebe had to keep hiding her fire engine so he wasn't disrespected. Yeah,
she came back on air and said she was drinking
Fanta and
gin.
Gin's amazing.
So it was a 12-year-old birthday party or down in Geelong?
Janta? Were you having Jantas on ice? Mate, I love a Janta.
Oh, Carrie and Tommy, we won't hear you, the Savo. We're going to miss you, but we'll see you tomorrow afternoon right here at the Fox, all right?
You can grab it on the podcast.
Hey, guys, we might give give away your pink trip in our shift.
No, we Feb before said also, because we're taking the code words, people are reading with the code words. And Feb nearly said to one of them, "You're off to Paris."
Yeah, I just thought they'd won.
Give the trip to one of the contestants. Like, they're in the running for it.
They are in the running.
Yes.
Yeah.
Imagine Feb in Paris seeing pink.
Oui.
Oh, my God.
You know, it'd be like, "Au revoir, bonjour tout le monde, mademoiselle Carrie, and je m'appelle Brandon."
It's not au revoir. It's au revoir. You know,
hey, Sonda, stop laughing so much.
Oh, au revoir.
Not that funny.
We'll speak to you later, Carrie and Tommy. Thanks for jumping on with us. We appreciate it. We love you.
Good luck.
It's a world first. It's Fifi, Fev and Nick's World Record Show. The Fox.
It is now 9 hours and 5 minutes in.
Yeah.
And what is great about this is we have had a great man cross the divide all the way from Triple M down the corridor.
Yes.
Good mate Billy Browlers has walked into the studio. Billy.
Hey, how are you? G'day, guys. How well done. Keep it going. 9 hours. You only got
18 to go.
Well done, Fef. Actually, you're good at that.
We're not dumb and dumber on here now. This is not good.
From Triple M. Yes, that's right. Across the road there.
Stop yelling it.
I thought you, this is all fair dinkum.
Yes, mate, you thought we were doing it for ratings points, but we don't need them.
You had a little dip, so you just needed some ratings.
No, we've got no dip, mate. We are up at the top.
That's why you brought old Fat in.
Yeah.
I brought in some content. I've got quizzes.
Oh, this is great.
I've got a phoner for you. Do you need a phoner?
Mate, you're more prepped than your own show.
Don't you? Because you're on, you and JB are on the rush hour, obviously, in what, 20 minutes?
No, another hour.
So you're four.
4 to 6. Jim will walk in.
That must be tough.
3 minutes to 4.
4 to 6.
Yeah, we do. No, it's right, you mate. Not when you got quizzes like this. Or
okay,
who are you related to? Unusual 133353. Is that the number?
Wrong number. 131060. Yeah.
Right.
I like that one.
Yeah. Because, what did you see that? The old Chompers.
Chompers is related to Jimmy Bartel.
How does that work?
Yeah, it's down the line, I think.
I don't reckon it's his son, but anyway. But I tell you who you're related to, and you'd be upset with last night's loss to Queensland.
No, I'm a Queenslander.
No, Willie Mason. You're Willie.
Yeah, my dad went on a Kentucky tour, and I think he slept with Willie's mum, and that's what happened, I think.
Willie's Willie.
Because I used to get called Willie at the footy club.
We're up in Queensland, and he was there, and you were there.
Yeah, together.
Honestly, have you seen them together?
No.
It's like the Mackay bloody brothers.
Yeah,
really?
Twins.
Oh, big
both
jaws.
Both good-looking roosters. No. Massive chin.
So we're going good. We're all getting through it because there's donuts. No, that's a phoner. That was a phoner, and no one rang through. We gave the wrong number.
Yeah.
Righto, here's a quiz.
I've called your end of the building.
Oh, no. So here's a quiz, right?
Hey, Billy, do you want your opener?
Hang on. We've got an opener, Fev. That's what we do. A bit of craft.
And now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Billy Brownless.
Thank you very much. Great to be with you all here. It's the Hump Day Quiz, Wednesday, 31st of May, which is yesterday. But here we go. Now, Fev, you're going to be Fev.
Oh, thank
Nick.
You. Yeah.
Yep. I'll be Nick.
That's Nick. That's his name.
Oh, no. What's his name?
What's his name?
Josiah or something. Josiah.
Too many syllables, Billy. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, you're going many. Well.
But I'll tell you a story. He just found out he was a Josiah because he's Albanian and he realised about 2 years ago.
Yeah, it's
he used to be something Campbell, like his whole name's changed.
No.
Yeah.
We'll tell that story after midnight tonight when it's getting a bit gritty.
Who am I, Billy? Do I get to be me?
You can. What do you want to go?
I don't mind.
Do you know what her first name is?
Do I just... Is your name your buzzer?
Fiona?
Yes.
Is your name your buzzer?
And you've got to come in with your names,
okay.
All right? What breakfast cereal was advertised as Iron Man food?
Bossy!
Of course she's going to know.
Oh,
of course she's going to know. She,
well, actually,
her
we
kid,
didn't...
Her kid is the Iron Man.
No, well, sorry.
Dad.
I didn't mean that, but...
That's Grant Kenny.
No.
Of course she's going to know that.
Well done, Fee.
She used to eat the cereal.
Josiah, can you do the scoreboard, please?
Hang on, you're winning 1-0, Fee.
Well done.
Bill, you missed it. She used to eat the cereal.
Just the cereal.
That's right. Do it a third time. They get better.
She used to eat the cereal.
Took me 3 times.
Which ex-coach posted a photo of him drinking a beer?
Hardwick.
Damien Hardwick.
Oh, good work.
1-1, Fev, Fee.
You got the grab here, Josiah?
Yeah, which one do you want to go for?
Wait, you'll hear.
Beautiful.
On this day in 2014, this song was the first to have 2 billion views on YouTube.
Gangnam Style.
Oh, I have
just... Did I do it? Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. Very good. Here we go.
Yeah. Gangnam Style.
Hey.
Josiah needs a crack.
Well done.
Thank
very
you.
Well done.
Josiah's got ahead of
you. If you say you're flat in the next any hours, you're up and about.
You just got Gangnam Style on.
Yeah, that was good.
It was. So, score?
2-1 Fee.
Yeah, Fee on.
Do you want to test your
Nick. Yeah, it's working.
Which, now, where does the pit oven method of cooking called a hangy-hungy originate from?
What?
Nick?
Hangy. Nick?
New Zealand?
Well done, yeah. Yes. What's the score, John?
I don't even understand the question.
Fee's on two, the boys are on one each.
Righto.
I don't understand the question.
Very good.
What was wrong with the Blues jumper last night?
Fev.
Yes?
It was a different colour. It was a dark blue instead of a maroon blue, like the teal blue.
A light blue.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
Yeah. It was a maroon.
It
was
had
a
New South Welshman in it.
I feel these are quite biased because they're sports questions.
No, that's Triple M.
The first one was
for me.
Right up
thank
your
you.
Alley.
You and then got one in for me.
We gave you
one. We gave one and a music, which is Gangnam Style.
Oh, I got that. You're right.
And Gangnam Style, they'll start playing it on Triple M in 15 years.
Oh, no, we've still got a few oldies there.
Set my heart to the
righto.
Case and Jimmy Barnes.
I got one more. 2-2-1.
Yeah, you're out, Nick.
After 21 years, which TV show is Kochi?
Fair. Sunrise!
Yes!
I got it!
Sunrise!
I got it!
No, I said Fair.
I got it!
What's the cow dressed up? What's that called?
That's her. She's the cash cow.
No, I wasn't the cash cow.
Were you the cash cow?
She was the cash cow.
I was the weather presenter and the entertainment editor.
Fair wins.
No. Really? Did you see what happened? I said Sunrise.
No, you've got to say Fev, your name, and you're supposed to say Fev.
I said
Fev first.
Fev was first.
Anyway, Nick, how's it all going?
Fev was first. Thank you very much.
Mate, I can't believe what's going to ruin our world record attempt is a quiz from yesterday.
Yeah, exactly. It was an update quiz yesterday. Well done,
have me on any time, bro. You're welcome.
Billy, thanks for popping in. I've got a little treat for you before you go.
Yes, please.
We're going to do Alpha Bucks to Bill.
Oh, can we do Alpha Bucks to Bill?
We're going to do Alpha Bucks to Bill.
What's that?
Oh, this will be fun.
We play a game for 10 grand. Now, Fee will go through 10 questions. You've got to answer them in 30 seconds.
Right.
And you win 10 grand.
Here we go, Billy. Well, no.
You're not going to get it.
So here's the deal, Billy. 30 seconds, 10 questions. Every answer needs to begin with the letter.
The letter C, Bill. I'm going to give you an answer. I'm going to give question
10 C
six.
Words.
Right.
A ball sport starting with C.
Cricket.
Bang.
Oh,
that's just remember that.
Oh, right.
Okay, so that
you gave him that one.
Yeah. Of course I did.
Okay, here we go. Yep. Oh my gosh, I've had a look. What's happening at the end there? Okay, here we go. The letter C.
Make sure we get to 10.
Yeah.
Please get to 10. Here we go. The letter C. Question one, Billy Brownless. Name a Melbourne suburb.
Campbell.
A pub.
The Cremorne. Canago Hotel. Cremorne, yes.
A shape.
A cube.
An adjective.
What the?
You can say pass.
He doesn't know what it is.
Pass.
A dessert.
A custard.
A ball sport.
Cricket.
A European city.
Casablanca.
A band.
The Crowded House.
A herbal spice.
A
cinnamon.
Chili.
A word to describe James Brayshaw.
Oh, Jesus. Head.
You nearly won.
I know, you did win.
An adjective.
Cheeky.
Caring.
I mean, you got help with some of the other questions, too.
Anyway, I didn't go accurate.
I don't know what they are either.
No, you're just looking.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I get 9.
Not bad.
And that sums up James Brayshaw, by the way.
Hey, I'm James Brayshaw. Now, has he been whinging about anyone in his car spot at all? Because he's been parking in our producer's car spot.
Yes. No, the producer's been parking in his spot.
No.
We share car parks, and I've been told at 2:30 he comes in. Is that right?
He comes in at about 3:30. Yeah.
Oh, well, I've been told off for 2:30 once.
He's been parked in there for 3 days in a row. He didn't move his car, the Volvo.
Yeah, I know.
Didn't move it. And that's Leon's spot at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Just take mine, Leon.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm parked down the bottom. I walk in. I'm the people's man, of course. That's nice. You've got audio from the producer. We don't have that stuff. That works all right, doesn't it?
This is the big station, and that's what happens, mate.
No. We're going all right down the bottom.
Yeah, don't worry. I'll be over there soon.
You will be. What happened the other day? I come in to help out with the Channel 10 with your, and I only lasted 1 week. I got the lemonade and sauce.
Yeah, because we both can't talk.
Billy Brownless, thank you so much for joining us. The rush hour, you'll be up against us soon.
Yeah.
We're going head-to-head in an hour.
And don't use my topic, all right, because that's our phoner today.
Who are you related to?
Unusual.
It's Fifi, Fev and Nick's World Record Show.
Powered by Underworks.
The Fox.